In India, the centuries-old custom of begging is getting tough new treatment. Although the Indian practice of giving alms is as old as begging itself, as NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from New Delhi, a new law created to stop begging is invoking a mixed response.
Beggars make many people uncomfortable, and that's as true here in India as anywhere else. Beggars here are often dirty, often missing limbs, and often quick to wave their deformities in people's faces to shame them into giving money. Anti-begging ordinances have been on the books for years but have proved ineffective. Now the police in New Delhi have come up with a new scheme to curb begging by fining drivers who give money at intersections. Maxwell Pereira is traffic commissioner for the New Delhi Police Department, reached in traffic on his cell phone.
Well, the problem of begging has been plaguing the city for a long, long time, and I have looked at it purely from a traffic management point of view as an issue of hazardous activity, of obstruction, and hindrance of traffic.
Pereira also says fewer beggars will also help improve India's image abroad. Many foreigners, he says, think of the country as a nation of beggars. Under the new law, drivers are fined between 100 and 300 rupees, roughly $2 to $6, if caught handing out loose change. The new law has been in effect for just a few weeks, and it's working. The Nizamuddin traffic junction is one of the busiest in South Delhi, a favorite of beggars who take advantage of the long wait between signals to work the lines of vehicles waiting for the green. Since the new ordinance took effect, there have been far fewer beggars working this intersection. 18-year-old Mohammed Razi is from the eastern Indian state of Bihar, one of the country's poorest. His ragged clothes hang loosely on his thin frame. Mohammed, who lost a leg as a child, says he used to make about a dollar a day begging. Now he says he's lucky if he gets half that amount.
It's definitely having an effect. Many who used to beg here have left. They've either gone back to their villages or are doing something else to find money, like stealing. But what else can we do, especially handicapped people like me? Is it better for me to steal in order to eat?
And many of the beggars are children, who beg because their parents are unable to provide for them, or because they have no parents to begin with. Asarun, a bright-eyed 8-year-old with no shoes and a threadbare Toy Story t-shirt, says she started begging a while back after her parents were sent to jail for stealing jewelry.
Nobody wants to give anything to us now. Before, I could get 20 or 30 rupees a day begging, and that was enough to buy food to eat. But now people chase us away. They say by giving you 1 rupee, we will have to pay a fine of 100. I'm still getting some money, but not what I did before.
While the beggars complain of dwindling income, many motorists waiting at the intersection, such as this woman, say the new law is a good one.
We don't like small children are begging. They should walk, they should not beg it like this. They should go to school. Begging is a most severe problem.
But advocates for the homeless and those who work with street children say there are few options available to them. Employment programs and jobs are scarce, and existing shelters for children are too crowded and too few in number. Sanjay Gupta is director of a children's NGO called Chetna.
The problem is that the moment you say that this is illegal, there is no guarantee that where will these people go. There are many girls who are actually earning a livelihood from these red light signals. But if you stop them by doing so, they can be get into things like prostitution, where we would like to oppose that.
Banning begging isn't the answer, Gupta says. Creating jobs for the adults and finding homes for the children is. But there aren't enough jobs to go around in this country of more than 1 billion people, and the rural poor keep flocking to the cities seeking work, which in turn creates more beggars. Traffic Commissioner Maxwell Pereira says he's sympathetic to the beggars' plight, but that the new ordinance is making traffic move better. Still, he acknowledges some people might find his approach uncharitable in a country where giving alms is considered a righteous act.
This is the first time perhaps anyone has tried to penalize someone who is giving charity. I have absolutely no problem about giving alms, but don't give it at traffic junctions.
Several other cities are watching New Delhi's experiment with interest, with an eye toward enacting similar laws of their own if it proves successful. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, New Delhi.